Schools in this country have long had to balance the requirements of public education and the religious traditions of students. Jewish students are allowed to take time off for holy days. Roman Catholic pupils in some dioceses miss class for church instruction. Now, a school in Georgia has been asked to accommodate the religious tradition of Muslim students. Joshua Leves has this report.
On Friday afternoons, Muslims come together for the most important service of the week, called Jumu'ah. Jamal Haisaw teaches Islam at an Atlanta community school and delivers sermons at mosques throughout the area.
Jumu'ah is the Arabic word for collecting. We come together every day in the mosque. Our mosques are open every day, you know, for five daily prayers. But this is a time where we're told we have to make it. Congregation is very, very important in prayers. There are more blessings that are received when you do that.
And he says it's an important time of community building for Muslims. For the Rashid family in Duluth, Georgia, just north of Atlanta, that's especially important. Khalid Rashid is a father of five.
Many of the smaller neighborhood mosques close down, and you go to a bigger mosque where you get a bigger community, and you get to know them, find out if there are any difficulties, anybody's in need, to help each other out.
Rashid's two oldest children attend Duluth High School. In earlier grades, they went to a private Muslim school. Now, their classes end too late for them to make it to the service. Freshman Isam Rashid says it's like part of his life is missing.
Since I've been learning that all my life, I've been practicing it. And suddenly, you know, it's like you do something every day, like you eat breakfast every day, and then suddenly somebody stops you from eating breakfast or eating a meal.
So Khalid Rashid asked Duluth High School to let his children out early every Friday to attend services. The school allowed that during the holy month of Ramadan, but not for the whole year. Gwinnett County Schools spokeswoman Sloan Roach.
Well, the system concerns in this matter had to do with attendance requirements at both the federal and state levels, as well as the fact that a student who missed every Friday of a six-period class, they would in fact be missing 20% of classroom instruction for that six-period class.
Also, she says, a teacher would have to manage the students' makeup work and could never hold tests on Fridays, which could affect class scheduling for the entire year. The school is within its rights to turn down the request, says Eric Siegel, a constitutional scholar at Georgia State University Law School.
When a student wants to receive a special accommodation because of their religious practices from a public school, the school, under the most recent precedent, does not really have any First Amendment constitutional obligation to make that accommodation.
But schools can agree to the accommodation, he says, and across the country, more parents are beginning to request it.
We get a fairly steady amount of calls on this issue.
That's Ibrahim Hooper, spokesman for the Council on American Islamic Relations, a Washington-based civil rights and advocacy group. He says different schools are coming up with different solutions. Some are altering students' schedules.
It's always some kind of negotiating process that we have to go through to try and resolve the situation. One of the best ways to resolve it is to have the Friday prayers in the school if there's a sufficient number of Muslim students.
Many Muslims believe 40 participants are required, and the Rashid family says there would not be that many at Duluth High School. The family and a representative from Hooper's organization explained the dilemma to school officials, and the county offered a solution. Muslim students could drop out of sixth period altogether and choose one of three options: take an after-school class, take a course online, or try to get credit for religious study. If that failed, the student might have to take a summer class. Gwinnett County School spokeswoman Sloan Roach says the options were commensurate with school policies.
They were reasonable. They met what the group was asking for, what Mr. Rashid was asking for his sons, but obviously also met what we needed to do as a system.
The Rashids thanked the school district for bending over backwards to help, but they have concerns. The students don't want to be left out of sixth period or stay late every day for an after-school class, and students who end their days early can't stay on campus. Khalid Rashid says that could be a problem.
It might be a hardship for some of the parents to pick up the children at the fifth period throughout the year, not just once a week. And that is the solution we were looking for, and we did not find it.
The family plans to continue discussions with the school. A local representative of the Council on American Islamic Relations had only praise for the offer and said it was the first example he knows of that a school in the region made it possible for students to leave for Jumu'ah all year long. The group plans to get the word out in hopes that it may inspire parents in other districts to call for similar accommodations. For NPR News, I'm Joshua Leves in Atlanta.
This is NPR, National Public Radio.